This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Into another one, sends Edman back. He's watching it land in the stands. What a night for Pete Crow Armstrong and his family on the about face from the witch who was bewitched by Pete Crow Armstrong, second of the night.
How about that? Mom standing right now applauding. Don't blame her one bit.
And the way that Pete Crow Armstrong performed in front of mom, dad, and a whole bunch of other folks who were rooting for him, given his background, being from Sherman Oaks, California, not far from here. A special, special night for the Chicago Cubs and that kid right there. And there are mom and dad, Buster Olney standing by to talk with PCA.
Yeah, looked like you motioned toward your folks, sitting behind home plate. Yeah. What was that like?
That's very special. That's the best part about being able to come back out and play, you know, at home. I got elementary school teachers in the outfield and a lot of friends scattered all over the place, but getting to be with my parents is always special.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Highlights courtesy of ESPN. The Cubs win the series against the Dodgers out in L.A. They lose Justin Steele, which is problematic. We have been discussing it here on the show. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we will talk about the Masters, get our reaction to it, and then later on, Josh Schrock, who now covers golf for golf.com, is going to join us to talk a little bit about the Masters. Right now, though, Sahadev Sharma is joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Sahadev, what are the Cubs going to do now that Justin Steele is no longer a part of this team's 2025 season?
Yeah, I mean, they obviously, you cannot replace what Justin Steele brings. He brings certainty, right? Like he kind of become this stable force in the rotation over the last couple of years. It's really hard to replace that with just one pitcher, right? It's going to be hard. Matthew Boyd has looked great. Looks like you're getting that upside that they hope to get from him. Shota Imanaga seems like he has a chance to be as good as last season. So you have two really good starters there. Tyone's like that prototypical number three. So what do they do? Like Colin Ray looked all right, right? He looked pretty good against the Dodgers. Ben Brown, I think it was huge for him to bounce back after a really rough outing in his previous start. So those two guys look like the immediate answers. At some point, Jordan Wicks has a shot to be a part of this. Javier Assad. I mean, we know the names. We've seen these guys. They're quality starters. They're not bad. They can help the team in short bursts, possibly give you similar output as Steele, but not, you know, you can't expect that over the course of whatever 25 starts. It's going to be hard to replicate that. So we're talking about in a month or two, I mean, 2 or 3 months, what the trade deadline looks like, right? Who's available? Who can they go after? This is a front office that's going to be aggressive because their jobs are on the line, right? So I expect them to be aggressive to upgrade the pitching staff, both in the bullpen and in the rotation, depending on what needs really emerge, right? If different guys step up, if Ben Brown starts to repeat that outing over and over again, things start to look different, right? You feel differently about things.
Yeah, you do. If all of a sudden the five spot is Colin Ray or Jordan Wicks or Javier Assad, it can feel different. Just what do you think the future of Cade Horton is? Just because that's the highest upside arm in the system. Do they think of him as a starter? I know he's starting still, but I keep thinking in the back of my head he's a bullpen piece at some point this year.
Yeah, I think they just want him to be healthy, get starts, get innings. And I think they see him as someone that can help the team this year. I don't think Craig Counsell's kind of hid from that or shied away from talking about him as someone that can help the team. How it happens, I think, is the question, right? I think in the long term, they see him as a starter. They see him as someone that can be an impactful starter. So you don't want to just run away from that just because you have a need. So I think over the coming months, he's going to build up innings. He's going to show where his command is at. The velocity is back after, you know, early on last year, it wasn't. And then the injury hit. It sounded like those two things weren't related. It's, from what I understand, it was a delivery stuff with the velocity, and then the injury came. So it seems like he's back on track as far as the stuff goes. The walks are a little high right now. I know one outing was a lot of rain, so you got to take that with a grain of salt, see how he is over the next few starts. They're not going to rush him. I mean, we just talked about guys that they have as far as depth arms. I don't think you want to rush Cade Horton. I know how exciting he is for fans, and it's tantalizing to see what he could be, but he needs to be ready. And that doesn't mean that he won't be this year. So let's give him a few more starts, see if he's, you know, fully back and really commanding all his pitches. And then I wouldn't be shocked if he makes a summer debut for the Cubs.
So now that you've had 3 weeks to kind of absorb, and I know that you're not one to make any grand pronouncements with such a small sample size, Sahada, but what do you think the impact of Kyle Tucker on the rest of the lineup has been?
Yeah, I think it's hard to deny that it's been a big impact. I liked this offense coming into the season. I've been open about that. I've said I believe that they're going to bounce back after what was really a rough couple months, but they ended the season well last year offensively. I like this group. I think there are more pieces than just Kyle Tucker, assuming that Seiya Suzuki really is just a day-to-day issue and he's back soon. Michael Busch, I liked him coming into the season. I feel like he was primed to take a step forward, maybe not a huge leap, but if this is what he is offensively, that is a huge leap, and he throws himself into the upper echelon of first baseman in the league, and you'd love to see that. He certainly has that upside. I mean, they have a lot of offensive talent, and some of the guys haven't even fully hit. Ian Happ isn't playing to his full potential just yet. There are other, you know, Pico Armstrong just showed what he could do last night. I like this offense. I think it's deep, and I do think Kyle Tucker has a big impact on it. When you add a superstar, a very obvious superstar, I think it elevates the group. It kind of takes the pressure off different players, and he's very clearly one of the best bats in the game.
Do you put stock in the report over the weekend of Kyle Tucker contract talks taking place, or at least having taken place since he's been here?
Yeah, it's hard for me to speak on other reports when I don't have that exact information. Everything that I've gathered is it's going to be hard to make that happen. I don't doubt that they'd want to extend him. I know they'd love to extend him. I know that's something that's on their minds. From my understanding, it's going to be really hard to pull off. If something's changed in the past week to 10 days, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if they're like trying to engage things. I think it makes, I mean, we've talked about this. It obviously makes a ton of sense, right? As long as they have the money from ownership that's willing to spend like a major market, go get the superstars. You have him. You don't have to compete against other teams right now to keep him. Make him an offer. Try and keep him in Chicago. He's not this isn't a guy that's going to suddenly drop off or you're not sure what he is. You know what he is, right? And he's got a few, at least, you know, a chunk of years left to be at this peak in theory, assuming health. So, you know, I don't think there's any reason not to go after him. I don't have any concrete, nothing I feel comfortable going forward with.
Understood. Here's something that your colleague Patrick Mooney confirmed via, it was originally Mark Feinsand at MLB.com, that the Cubs and Pete Crow Armstrong had had contract extension conversations, maybe totaling out around 70 mil, maybe a little bit less than that with team options. I wonder which side walked away not ready to do it, because it's an interesting moment for PCA, isn't it? All the talent is there, but literally until last night, it's looked rough at the plate again.
Yeah, Patrick and I both had inklings during the spring that this was going to happen. It makes all the sense of the world. You know, teams are trying to be aggressive. It's not just small market teams. The Red Sox did it, right, with a few of their guys. You want to be aggressive with young guys you believe in and try and keep them what is considered a team-friendly deal, right? You'd love to do that, and I would assume it's Pete betting on himself, saying, you know, like they probably weren't offering a crazy number, and he's saying I'm gonna show how good I am offensively and try and bump that number up. If he can get like a Corbin Carroll type deal, I'm sure he'd love that. I don't think that's his offensive upside, right? My guess is, knowing Pete, talking to Pete, he believes he can be that good. You know, he has all the confidence in the world. I really appreciate that. I respect that. That's how you should be. And he doesn't come across as someone that where it like rubs you the wrong way, right? So it's nice to see guys that believe in themselves and will bet on themselves. I wouldn't be shocked if he signs an extension at some point, though. I truly believe he loves Chicago. He has a good relationship with the front office. I think they believe in him. It seems like, you know, I feel like he's just scratching the surface. So it would make sense to try and buy out some years, try and get a couple years of free agency and see if you can get, you know, below what could end up being looking like a steal. Right. So it makes sense. I think both sides are open to it. I wouldn't be shocked if something happens over the next, you know, 12 months.
Sahadev, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me, guys. Take care.
You got it, man. My pop psychology theory last night is that Pete Crow Armstrong loved having his middle school buddies in the outfield, his parents behind the plate, and something in him relaxed a little bit because he was out in front of heat on homers and on the triple. He hasn't been out in front of stuff like that all year. He's and something was calmer
about
him.
Turning around the bunt. He was out in front of it.
Yeah.
By the way, there was a 5.2 magnitude earthquake in the San Diego area.
That's a real earthquake.
Yeah, that feels like it's one of those earthquakes where, you know, you kind of check structural integrity on ballparks mm-hmm. and big buildings and everything. If there's more, we'll let you know, but that is something that happened a little while ago.
I can report the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes was in his hotel room in a chair working on some stuff at the table and felt the shake. So Taylor McGregor has tweeted that she was in a workout class and the entire workout class got stopped and they all like were led outside the hotel. Like it was a thing.
It's a very scary thing, and no word on if there have been aftershocks or anything like that, but it's something to keep in mind. When we come back, the Masters was everything yesterday. We're going to discuss it next on The Score.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.